Hello, hello. Hi, you guys. I'm Jess, host of this podcast, the Babe AF Pod, and I love new things. So I am launching a series here bi-monthly, so two episodes a month, called The Unfuckery Chronicles. And what my intention with that is to allow you to get unstuck from the mindfuck that you've put yourself in. Now, intentional or not, everyone gets there. Everyone gets in a rut. Everybody gets stuck. And so I want to give you a 5-minute or so little episode every other Monday that is going to boost your ability to unfuck yourself. And as you know, or maybe you don't, I majored in English in college, used to be an English teacher / writer. And so I love all things newspaper, print media. And I'm married to a writer. So it's only fitting that these are chronicles. Deliberative opportunities for you to kind of dig in and, you know, dare I say, use a microfiche. Oh my God, if you don't know what that is, legitimately one of the coolest things you've ever seen. Go to a library, check it out. Oh my God, what's a library? I'm just kidding. I'm really falling off the rails here, but I wanted to lean in and let you know that there is a new episode up today. And so I'm just so happy for you guys to lean in and listen, and feel free to share it with your friends if you think they need it, or if you have an idea on how to, or an issue that you're experiencing that I can help you get unstuck from in your current mindfuck, let me know. I'd be happy to see how I can help. So here's today's episode. Here's today's episode. Too much coffee. Sorry. I love you. Here we go. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Unfuckery Chronicles, this fun little Monday motivational segment of the Babe AF podcast. Hi, I'm Jess, your hostess, with sometimes working on being the most, okay? So I'm bringing you guys today's episode to chat a little bit about sometimes the smallest things can bring the biggest impact. So, for example, I put on a red lip today. It has been a very long time since I put a stitch of makeup on this face because A, I work from home. B, I forgot the power of it. C, I've been working on my skincare game at 42. And so, essentially, I wanted to do that for myself today because it's a day where I feel like I could give myself a little bit of boost. And sometimes even a small, minute thing is going to bring a very, very big impact. And the reason I say that is because, for example, the minute I did that this morning, I got into the shower, I put on cute clothes, I got dressed for myself, and I said, you know what? Even though I'm looking real cute right now, I need a little more. I need to bring myself a little bit more of an opportunity, a little bit more of a permissive opportunity. I need to tell myself to be myself and rock what I know makes me feel the most badass version of myself. And if you know, you know, it is always a bright lip, whether it be red, purple, pink, I don't care. And I get this all from my gran. I love taking not only her cute little banged cut bob hairstyle with me everywhere I go, but the way that woman showed up for herself every day in her faith, in her ability to love other people, and in her steadfast conviction of who she was as a human really motivate me to be very, very similar to that. And I pride myself on carrying on that part of her in myself. And doing what I know to get myself out of that little funk has been so helpful lately. I've been dressing up every day. Now, by up, I mean I'm putting on fucking hard pants, you guys. I'm putting on hard pants, aka jeans, if you don't know. Now you do. Basically something other than a yoga pant to work. And I've been taking myself outside at least one time a day. And I have been progressively feeling better and more confident in most of the things I'm doing because I'm taking these small steps that are making a bigger impact for myself. And then in turn, that's giving inspiration to other people or encouragement to other people just by me showing up for myself. So here is my tidbit of the day on this Monday, Unfuckery Chronicles episode number 3, is to do something minimal that makes a big impact for yourself so you know that you're doing something for you every day. But showing up for yourself is like one of the easiest but also one of the toughest things you can do. But I encourage you to do it because the way you feel when it's done is fucking magical. And so I hope this helps you today. If it does, feel free to share it with others as well. And I'll see you back on Wednesday. And then again on Friday. But these episodes will come back in 2 weeks. So I'll see you then. Toodles and I love you. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.